The Orange Catholic Foundation is pleased to bring you the following Father Spitzer homily.
And of course, today, this Feast of the Annunciation is really, could be easily renamed the Feast of the Incarnation of our Lord. Could also be renamed as the feast in which Mary's free will and free assent and freely given love allowed the incarnation to take place and save the world. There's so many different things going on. And of course, the angel announcing the Annunciation, the angel announcing is really just at the center of Mary's act of free will and God's free gift of himself in his son coming into the physical presence in the world through the free assent of Mary. And so this feast that we're celebrating today is really a feast of love. It's really a feast of self-gift. It's God's gift of himself. I mean, just literally, the person, which of course is the self-consciousness of, the Son of God, the second person of the Trinity, that self-consciousness, while still using his divine nature, that person, that self-consciousness comes and incarnates himself through, of course, the power of the Holy Spirit in the womb of Mary, and in so doing subjects himself to the finitude of time and the finitude of place and the finitude of human whims and the finitude of human suffering and the finitude that, of course, is completely beyond when he is in his divine nature, and he still is in his divine nature. The mystery is that the same person, almost like us being in our own dream world at night, the same person is in the finite nature and the divine, and using the divine nature at the same time. So, of course, that is a huge gift of love, as it were, to submit yourself to everything you have never submitted to before. To submit yourself to finitude is not only humility, it is compassion to the fullest extent of the word. And why? Because God recognized not only that we would be benefiting from Jesus' teaching, from Jesus establishing the church, we would be benefiting too from the sign of his resurrection and the gift of his Holy Spirit, which he gives us in that risen but incarnated presence. We would also be benefiting too, not just from the teaching in the church and the Spirit, and of course the resurrection that Jesus brings with his personhood, but we would be benefiting above all from the redemptive act of his passion, the complete gift of himself, where he finally gives not only himself in finitude in the incarnation, but gives himself fully in death, so that it's an unconditional, unrestricted act of love that's saving the world and will ultimately save us. And so we're not just benefiting, we're literally getting the gift of salvation through this huge gift of love on the part of God to us, which we celebrate this day, and the huge gift of love that comes from Mary herself when she accepts this into her own life, accepts a destiny given to her from God, and in complete humility, her mind and heart wanting to follow completely what the Lord asks of her, says yes. And in one fell swoop, all these acts of love from the Father, from the Son, from the Holy Spirit, and from Mary come together and coalesce for our redemption and eternal salvation in one announcement of an angel. And that announcement of the angel catalyzes the moment at which we are taken out of darkness, rescued from evil, rescued from death, and given the possibility for complete joy for all eternity with God in heaven if we but take advantage of the unconditional love that we've been given and the grace of the Holy Spirit that animates us. What a feast. What a beautiful day. In my view, just one of the most remarkable feasts of the whole church calendar. And of course, the feast, not only of the beginning, but the anticipation of the fullness of our redemption. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to another podcast brought to you by the Orange Catholic Foundation.